Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Telephone.
Le téléphone, telephone ou bien the phone. I'm on the phone. Je suis au téléphone. The phone. Le téléphone cellulaire ou le portable. The cell phone. Aux États-Unis, vous entendrez souvent a call. You have a call. You have a phone call.
A phone call.
Vous avez un appel téléphonique. You have a call. Give us a call. Call me. Appelez-moi. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. Give me a call. To call, appeler. Vous allez entendre une conversation téléphonique dans laquelle les interlocuteurs parlent de certains pays. Dans l'exemple qui suit, vous entendrez Khalid dire « I come from Cairo ».
My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
Cairo is the capital of Egypt. Je viens du Caire. Le Caire est la capitale de l'Égypte. Vous allez entendre des questions. Elle commence toujours par le verbe suivi du sujet. Is Memphis in Florida?
Is Memphis in Florida?
Formule toute simple pour le verbe être. Pour poser une question, vous inversez tout simplement l'ordre, le verbe venant avant le sujet.
Is Max from Florida?
Is Max from Florida? Max est-il de la Floride? Écoutez la conversation téléphonique qui suit.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous avez entendu des questions qui commencent par is, le verbe être à la troisième personne du présent. Is Memphis in Florida? Encore une fois, le verbe avant le sujet. Commencez votre question avec le verbe is Memphis in Florida qui vient de Memphis is in Florida. Is Max from San Francisco? No, he isn't. He, pronom personnel masculin pour Max dans ce cas. Les réponses à ces questions sont en général très simples, yes, it is, ou bien no, it isn't. Contraction de no, it is not. Vous avez entendu le pronom it qui se réfère à des choses ou à des endroits. Par exemple, what is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? It dans la phrase I have a question for Mr. Harris. What is it?
I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
Quelle est-elle? It remplace question. À la question Is Memphis in Tennessee? On entend la réponse « No, it isn't ». « It » remplace « Memphis », ce qui fait que les phrases en anglais sont souvent courtes. Écoutons un dialogue entre deux personnes qui se présentent l'une à l'autre dans un avion en route pour New York.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Cette fois-ci, je vais vous demander Are you from Senegal? Cette question commence par le verbe are. Are, conjugaison du verbe être. You est le sujet, tu ou vous. Are you, êtes-vous? Es-tu? Are you from Senegal? Vous allez répondre, si vous n'êtes pas du Sénégal, No, I'm not. Contraction de I am not. I'm from Guinea. Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola. Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast. Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. L'oncle Dauda veut une belle coupe de cheveux et une barbe finement taillée. Il se rend chez un jeune coiffeur. Il ressortira plutôt fâché. Écoutons-le avec ce coiffeur d'un genre bien particulier. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Les styles de coupe de cheveux proposés par le coiffeur ne conviennent pas à l'oncle Dauda. 2. Le coiffeur, lui, fera un rasage complet à la fin. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi la musique du coiffeur dérange-t-elle l'oncle Dauda? 2. Quel style de coiffure l'oncle Dauda a-t-il commandé? 3. Pourquoi les lumières s'éteignent? Vous apprendrez ensuite des termes de coiffure pour hommes suivis de leur traduction en français. Vous apprendrez enfin à utiliser « can » pour exprimer le besoin à des formes différentes. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu.
Have a seat, uncle. How would you like your haircut? Pop style, rock style, or Zulu style?
Neither, please. Just classic style. A short cut with a part on the left. Just like the African revolutionaries in the 60s. Lumumba, Faira, Dieudonné.
Come on, man. I don't know those guys. Just trust me, you will be happy.
How much will that be?
2,000 francs for the haircut and special price 1,000 for the beard trim.
I can't pay that.
Hey, man, I'm not an old-fashioned barber. I use electricity, modern tools, and I have wonderful music.
By the way, could you please turn the volume down?
What? You don't like rap? Some kids gave this CD to me. It's called Enough is Enough.
Wow, what are you doing? I told you left part, but you are parting the right side.
No problem. I can fix it quickly. Tell me, where do you part your hair again? At this side, in the center?
Now what did you do? Now I have two parts in my hair.
Why don't you start a new fashion? I'm sure many people will follow you.
I don't want to start any stupid fashion.
Hey, let me shave your hair completely. It's a very distinguished style. It's high class.
Hey, what happened? Turn the lights back on.
Looks like the power is out.
How can I go back home like this? I'm not moving without a proper haircut.
Don't worry. I have hats for sale. You can always come back tomorrow. It will only cost you 1,000 extra.
It will cost me nothing. You won't see me again.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue l'oncle Dauda et ce coiffeur. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Les styles de coupe de cheveux proposés par le coiffeur ne conviennent pas à l'oncle Dauda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le coiffeur, lui, fera un rasage complet à la fin. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi la musique du coiffeur dérange-t-elle l'oncle Dauda? Le volume est trop fort. 2. Quel style de coiffure l'oncle Dauda a-t-il commandé? Une coupe courte avec une raie sur le côté gauche. 3. Pourquoi les lumières s'éteignent? Personne ne peut le dire. Répétez ces phrases entendues dans le dialogue.
I can't pay that. I can fix it quickly. How can I go back home like this?
Le mot can exprime une idée de possibilité. Il est invariable et ne forme pas son infinitif avec to. Sa forme négative est cannot ou can't. Il précède le sujet quand on pose une question. Répétez aussi des autres exemples. She can't use an electric shaver. We can enter this barbershop. Can they open a bar here? Écoutez et répétez ces termes de coiffure pour hommes et leur traduction en anglais. Un coiffeur pour hommes. A barber. Faire une coupe. To give a haircut. Tailler une barbe. To trim a beard. Une coupe courte. A short haircut. Une raie. A part. Une raie au milieu. A part in the center. Nous avons entendu la conversation et compris la colère de l'oncle Dauda. Vous avez appris comment utiliser can en anglais pour exprimer la possibilité et aussi appris des termes de coiffure d'homme. Un conseil, messieurs, si vous voulez une belle coupe avec une raie sur le côté gauche, évitez de vous rendre chez ce coiffeur. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Hello, hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur Onde Courte, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire les événements qui se sont déroulés dans le passé. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michelle Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin est allé visiter un groupe de personnes âgées qui habitent une maison de repos ou une maison de retraite. Il les écoute bien car chacun a une histoire très intéressante à raconter. Ils parlent de leur jeunesse et de leur vie. I lived here all my life. J'ai vécu ici toute ma vie. I was a farmer, but I didn't live far from the city. J'étais fermier, mais je n'habitais pas loin de la ville. Apparemment, certaines choses ont changé dans cette petite ville. Écoutons leur conversation.
Are all of you from this town?
Yes.
Good. I'm very happy to be here. I wanted to talk with some of you about the history of this place. But first, I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter.
What can you report here? Nothing happens here.
I want to talk to you about what happened in the past.
What if I don't remember?
It isn't school. It's all right.
That's right. Altogether, you'll remember some interesting things about this town.
I lived here all my life.
What's your name?
I'm Alice. Alice Leedy. I was married to Leonard Leedy for 52 years. Do you know that?
Of course he doesn't know that. He doesn't know us.
And what is your name?
I'm Gerda Huffman. I was born in Germany in 1910.
Who is the oldest person here?
In this room or in the home?
In this room.
That would be Percy.
Are you Percy?
Yes. I was this morning, anyway.
He's lived the whole century.
How old are you, Percy?
I was born on December 31st, 1899, the last day of the 19th century.
Wonderful.
Life in the 20th century has been wonderful.
Were you in the First World War?
Yes. That wasn't wonderful. I remember that very well. My grandfather was in the Civil War.
And who are you?
I'm Herschel Bruner. I'm new here.
But you've lived in this town a long time?
No, I was a farmer. I lived near the town, though.
What was the town famous for?
Oh, I don't think it was famous, was it?
They used to make musical instruments here. What were they?
Violins, mostly, things like that.
Guitars?
No, with bows. Instruments you play with bows, like violins. Do you understand?
Of course.
We made glass here, too. Did you know that?
That sounds interesting. What kind of glass?
Dishes, glasses, bowls.
I remember that. They made everything.
Is there a glass factory now?
No, it left years ago. When did it leave, Alice?
Probably after World War II. So many factories left then.
Lorsqu'on vous pose une question, on vous demande parfois votre opinion sur un sujet quelconque ou on vous demande tout simplement des informations sur un fait que vous connaissez bien. Par exemple, Martin Lerner demandera au groupe de personnes âgées « Are all of you from this town? » Êtes-vous tous de cette petite ville? Ou bien « What's your name? » Comment vous appelez-vous? Écoutez d'abord les questions de Martin Lerner qui vous serviront ensuite comme exemple.
Are all of you from this town? What's your name? Who is the oldest person here? Are you Percy? How old are you, Percy?
Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner au sujet de faits et de situations que vous connaissez bien. Par exemple, How long have you lived here? Cela fait combien de temps que vous avez vécu ici? How old are you? Quel âge avez-vous? Vous connaissez ces réponses. Essayez.
What's your name? What town are you from? How old are you? How long have you lived here?
It must have been colder then.
I think it's colder now.
My mother was sick. My grandmother took care of us.
I remember people used to be sick a lot.
We always had a doctor or two.
We didn't have a doctor during the war.
Lorsque Martin parle d'un sujet, essayez de donner une opinion sur la même chose. Par exemple, s'il dit, I live in a small house. J'habite dans une petite maison. Essayez d'ajouter une phrase qui se rapporte à la maison dans laquelle vous habitez. Par exemple, vous pouvez dire « I live in a small house outside of town », en dehors de la ville. Continuez avec Martin Lerner.
« I live in a large city. » « I like being a reporter. » I'm talking to some old people. I wrote a story about the Civil War. Thank you for talking to me today. I enjoyed it.
Vous avez appris aujourd'hui à bien organiser vos idées dans la tête et raconter clairement un événement que vous avez lu, vu ou vécu. Cela vous servira à le raconter d'une façon plus précise dans ce monde qui change de plus en plus. Il faut garder parfois les bons souvenirs du passé. Si vous voyez un changement dans la ville ou dans le quartier où vous habitez, essayez d'en discuter avec vos amis ou votre famille. In English, of course. Ils auront peut-être bien de choses à vous raconter. En attendant, in the meantime, have a good practice. Anglais Télé. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a wonderful guest with me today. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Kadiatou Traoré. I'm a host of Malikura.
She is the host of Malikura, which is our program in the Bambara language. From which country?
Mali.
Mali. And I have invited Kadiatou in order to honor one of the great poets of this country, Maya Angelou. And we're going to honor her by choosing a few of her poems, and I'm kind of putting Kadiatou on the spot because she is going to choose a poem among the ones I have given her and read a little. And which one would you like to choose? I think I've given you a few of there.
Yeah, which ones? Michelle, I'm going to choose Human Family.
Human Family, La Famille Humaine. Interesting title.
And
we're going to ask our engineer to accompany Kadiatou, who is from Mali. So, of course, we have to play music from her country. So go ahead, let's hear a verse.
Okay.
Yes.
I know the obvious differences in the human family. Some of us are serious, some thrive on comedy. Some declare their lives are lived, has true profundity, and others claim they really live the real reality. The variety of our skin tones can confuse, bemuse, delight. Brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white. I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike.
Unalike.
Unalike.
Not easy at all to read poetry.
Absolutely, Michelle. It's not easy.
Not easy.
And not easy.
We are sharing this with our friends and viewers and listeners because poetry is kind of like the music of words.
Yes, Michelle, it's kind of like a music, and some of compare the poet and music writer.
Okay, as a writer in music or?
As a writer in music and a poet. They sometimes do it the same work because sometimes music writer might be a poet also.
That's true. That is true. Now, is there something in particular? Now, I don't know if all of our listeners followed everything. Is there one particular stanza that stood out for you?
And
we can
when she said, when she said, the variety of our skin tones can confuse, bemuse delight, brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white.
Okay.
I'd sailed upon the seven sea. That's caught my attention just a little. And she talked about the skin's colors and she, I guess, making comparison, you know, between, you know, the good persons, a person who has, you know, a good behavior in a family, how to maintain the family, how to do that, so and so.
Huh? I
has
think,
and colors.
Yes. Very interesting. So the outside may look different, but the inside is more similar.
Exactly.
Even though she has traveled, she says, I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land.
I've seen the wonders of the world.
J'ai vu toutes les merveilles du monde.
Not yet one common man.
Pas encore un homme, one kind of man that's the same.
Same.
So, then she says, I note the obvious differences. Donc, elle fait la remarque qu'il y a des différences très évidentes.
Between each sort and type.
Entre chaque type de personne.
Et chaque genre de gens, entre chaque type et chaque genre de personne.
Voilà.
Mm-hmm. But we are more alike, my friends.
I love that sentence.
That's beautiful, Michelle.
Mais nous sommes beaucoup plus semblables, mes amis.
Than we are unlike.
Que différents.
Que différents.
Et ça, c'est la grande conclusion. Yeah, that's the big conclusion,
exactly.
I believe, of this poem.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you for choosing this particular one first.
Thank you, Michelle.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Anglais Télé, bonjour, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Je m'appelle Michelle Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. And I have with me my colleague,
Kadiatou Traoré.
Kadiatou Traoré from the Malikoura program. She's one of the hosts of the Bambara
show, which is called Malikoura.
Absolutely. And we are looking at the poems of Maya Angelou, who has just left us, who is a great American poet, a woman. And Kadiatou had already looked at The Human Family. And I'm going to start with another one here, and we're going to share this together.
Okay.
I'm going to read some of the poem called Still I Rise, Et Toujours Je Continue de Me Lever.
Okay.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise.
You may shut me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like her, I'll rise.
Okay, well, I think this is a powerful poem. The words are nearly like arms and tools and knives. She really uses strong words. Did you understand everything?
On my understanding, Michelle, I can say Maya Angelou was a big, big poet, and she coming from a long way to becoming like a poet now because she.
So the suffering and the pain.
Exactly, and through all of that, I think her mind was working as a poet. To express special things from that society, that community, black community, and it's very 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 strong what she want to express here.
Absolutely, we're very grateful for Kadiatou. Thank you.